But from now on, if you keep on listening, you'll hear the whole thing on LBC. We won't, of course, be able to join them immediately because, first of all, we have prayers. That takes up normally 2 or 3 minutes, and prayers is a sacrosanct matter in which we're not allowed to join. We can merely wait for them all to finish, and after that, as soon as they have finished, our man Ed Boyle will be scrambling into the chamber and getting into a rather tiny cubicle that's in there. I now hear from our studio. We can go over to the Commons. So over to you, Ed Boyle, if you're there.
Yes, I'm here.
Mr. Patty,
would the Secretary of State not agree that although he has, as usual, neglected to answer the question as far as the cost is concerned, that it is quite obvious that the British aircraft industry has not failed this nation, and that therefore he should drop the disruptive proposals for nationalisation, and better still, in view of the decisive rejection by the British people last week of one of his other crackpot proposals, should he not resign?
Very polite.
Well, I don't think I need explain to the House the government's commitment to the implementation of its election programme, which it put before the people twice last year and upon which it was elected. And if the honourable gentleman really thinks that what happened last week represented an election victory for his own party, I think he may have misunderstood the results.